studying for the bar with a big B with the other. It is time to get rich, I've decided. As between now or never, I've chosen the first, pompous poopery instead of pompous popery.
I think we could all make our way upstairs. Alan's been warming up the audience.
Well, we'd better be careful not to touch it with an ungloved hand. Why ever do we do these things?
Gavin, do I hear you're also planning a spectacular return to academic life? Via the high road, could it be?
You know so much more about people than they need to know about themselves, Susie. I simply let the chips fall where they may, but shake a little salt on them and gobble while the gobbling's good.
Adam, you've heard no doubt that ex-Professor Pope is soon not only to be ennobled as Lord Turncoat the First, but he's also, I gather from peachable sources, slated to be the next master of the college to which some clever travellers manage to return, to wit your own fine, if never scintillating, foundation. Ah.
And the next hand, I'm afraid, last question is from Brian Lacey. Bri and Lacey sounds like a country and western couple rolled into one, which I'm told they often are.
Well, come to that, Al and Parks sounds like a pair of old-fashioned comedians rolled into one, and he looks like it too.
Well, I think I can fairly be said to have asked for that. And now, while I wipe the custard pie out of my facial orifices, kindly put your question, please.
Should there be more sex education in our schools? And if so, what and how much should school kids be taught?
Oh, no sign of country or western there, unless we take a Shakespearean view, which is, of course, liable to have this program kicked summarily into the long grass and other places where wild colonial boys used to pick up the rules of the mating game. Samuel Marcus Cohen, you're a man of parts.
May I intrude a discordant note of what may well seem unwanted seriousness in the present circumstances?
Why ever else have we come all this way to hear you?
Education in this country has suffered in the last 30 years from the delusive doctrine that schools should be places not where the young learn difficult subjects and are, if necessary, drilled into awareness of something beyond what they can as easily obtain from the television. The greatest peddler of vulgarity yet to be devised.
Indeed, why else are we all so keen to be on it? But have no fear, even as we squeak, someone somewhere is working to bring us something much cheaper and infinitely nastier.
I confess to the heterodox view that schools are there to provoke the young to think and to excel, rather than to remain bogged in the lowest common denominator. With the young, as with so-called adults, sex and sex talk now furnish the opiate that religion once supposedly did.
And hallelujah, some might murmur.
Gavin Pope, you're rumoured, accurately for once, I believe, to have the Prime Minister's ear. Not with you, of course, but what has Her Majesty vouchsafed to you about her thinking on country matters, or should I say the ins and outs of matters concerning the country?
You have a rare capacity, Alan, for cracking the same jokes into the same omelette more often than anyone else in captivity.
Oh, enough of this lovemaking, Gavin. Sock it to me.
Her Majesty is a term which, in my sweet old-fashioned way, I apply only to my queen.
Well, that's between the consenting two of you.
I'm only slightly embarrassed to say that I agree, perhaps the first time, with Samuel Marcus Cohen. There are two sides to sex.
And counting.
You know the trouble with this program, Alan?
Well, I only know it can't be me.
Like English education, it's not sure if it wants to be serious or just a way of keeping oiks off the streets.
In a word, likely to run and run, you mean. Susie Beaumont, you've disrobed very becomingly for a range of adult publications, I'm told, by my diligent researchers. So what's your open, wide answer to what shall we tell the children?
Everything and nothing. I agree and I also disagree with what everyone else has said, because, yes, it's a waste of time to teach kids how little wiggly things...
That's not a covert reference to Gavin Pope, I trust.
Alan, how about you go into silent liquidation for the foreseeable next 10 seconds? To you it will seem an eternity, but to us, an oasis.
Go, Susie, go. Little wiggly things, you were saying.
Bully their way into eggs, and given time and luck, lead to people like our chairman. Because that's not what they want to know, which is when and where can I get some?
Adam Morrison, the couple.